Welcome back to the Rational Revolution with host Mark Becker. We'll get back to his conversation he had last year with Paul Page, legendary broadcaster. First, once again, that message from Mark Becker about a comment he made last week on the show.
Hey, everyone. Mark here. Hey, if I make a mistake that might cast doubt in the hearts and the minds of our listeners when it comes to especially stuff like the election, I do want to get that corrected because that's true to my integrity and it's true to the integrity of the show. Last week, in the heat of discussion, I incorrectly said that Kamala Harris got more votes than Donald Trump. She didn't. She got about 2 million less. However, the point I was trying to make was that Donald Trump keeps saying that he has this mandate. He doesn't. The fact is, the majority of the country voted for someone else. And that was the point that I was trying to make. So I'm sorry if that caused any confusion, but you know, on this show, it's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. And I want to make sure that we get that one right. So thank you for listening, and looking forward to seeing you down the road. We'll see you next week.
Welcome back on the Rational Revolution. You've got Mark Becker, and we have a special episode here continuing with legendary motorsports broadcaster Paul Page is with us. And I want to talk about, I'm going to take you back to when you were in the thick of it. And, you know, one of the things that I think makes you so timeless is from a general broadcasting sense, you had the talent to, I could close my eyes and I could picture what was happening on the television. And I don't know if I've ever experienced that since. Radio broadcasters, you know, MRN, PRN, the guy, those folks, they come close, but it's not Paul Page. And how do you prepare for something like that?
You have to paint the picture, and you have to think about how you're going to do that. And so you end up putting a lot of adjectives in there. You know, this color, this car is not just blue. I mean, it's royal blue, and it's sparkling in the sun, that sort of thing. And the more you do that and the more you create that theater, the more you become accustomed to narrating in that particular way. And the idea then that when you are done, that you have painted some sort of a picture that the fan can follow. And if you look at television and the television part of my career, I was always taught to be, and by Sid and others, a storyteller. And we don't see that much of that today. That that's wrong. It's just the way things have gone. But when I was coming up, the real thing with all of us was to tell the story, to have, here's a great example. Here's Al Unser Jr. and Emerson Fittipaldi, and they're racing for the win at the Indy 500.
Yes, yep.
And I decided as a television guy that I told the story. I set everything up, what it meant to those two individuals, how important, how significant this was, how significant it was in the world of motorsports, because Indy is the pinnacle.
Yes.
And then I decided, we've been watching these two guys. We know what the story is. And then I just went silent. And every lap or so, it was for about six laps, I would just say, you know, there's 15 miles to go, three laps to go.
Yeah.
And then I'd let it breathe. And so when they finally got to turn three on the final laps, and they got together and little Al spun, Emerson went on to win, that picture had been painted. It was there visually, and you let the viewer just help the viewer enjoy what's there.
And so when those moments happen, you know, is it something where you can prepare for, like, or is this really just off the cuff that you kind of come up with these things?
Yeah, I see your further question. Yes, there is. And that is, in my world, immersion. You have to talk to all of these people. And not just the drivers. If you talk to team members and mechanics and owners and everything, and you just keep that conversation going, so you become part of that community and part of that flow. And by doing that, and then The real problem that I had was at the beginning, I would take all the publications and I'd read them.
Oh, okay.
And then I'd go to the track and I would start talking with people. And I'd end up being confused because talking to the people was real time.
Yes.
And sometimes the publications I was reading were like a week old. And so they were contradictory to one another. So I had to cut back on the publications quite a bit and just do primary research with all those guys. And, of course, being friends with many of them, that paid off a lot, too. And then the other thing about it was being honest with them. I would keep their secrets. If they so they would come and tell me, hey, we're trying this at this race. If it works, you can talk about it. If it doesn't, shut up.
That's awesome.
And so, all of those things kind of paid off. And I talk about that actually quite a bit in my book. Hello, I'm Paul Page. It's Race Day in Indianapolis.
Yes.
It's more immersion than anything else. And when you're doing a series, when you're doing one team for baseball and doing all their games, you get into that mode because you're with them all the time.
Yes. And during the broadcast, how did you, we got a minute left in the segment. How did you tune everybody else out to really focus on bringing that message to the country?
Well, the message of the secrets that I might have.
Of the race, of the
across
action.
Across the board. Yeah. I that's the point where I sit down and I say, I'm going to treat the audience like they're sitting next to me in the grandstand.
How beautiful.
And they haven't been to a race. Some of them may have been to one or two. So I treat it that way, that I'm sitting with my friends and I'm telling my friends what's going on.
Mm. Yeah, that's awesome. And that was, I think that's something that we're going to talk about here in the next segment, because that's something that was so critical and so important of a key that you brought to the broadcast that I don't see in any form of motorsport right now. So we're going to talk about that on the other side. We've got legendary broadcaster Paul Page here in the Rational Revolution. We'll be right back.